Part 2. You will hear a report on Sir Edmund Hillary, a New Zealand mountaineer who was part of the team that was first to summit Mount Everest. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2. Born of humble beginnings in July of 1919 in Auckland, New Zealand, Edmund Hillary showed a propensity for strong academic merit from an early age. This was due in part to his underdevelopment physically, which drove him to immerse himself in books of various topics. It was in fact his reading that inspired his confidence to take up boxing as a teenager. As his newfound confidence continued to grow, his imagination was filled with experiences of adventure. Shortly after, a school trip to Mount Ruafeu sparked an interest in climbing. Although he was described as somewhat uncoordinated, his physical stature was much improved from his childhood, as he now stood close to 2 meters tall. This, combined with strength and endurance, allowed him to outshine peers on various climbs around New Zealand. He subsequently made his first major climb of Mount Olivier in 1939, in between studying at the University of Auckland. Hillary kept a summer job with his brother beekeeping in order to free up his winters to pursue more climbing expeditions. These were put slightly on hold during his compulsory enlistment in the Air Force in World War II, but continued shortly after his return to New Zealand in 1945 as the result of a boating accident. By 1948, Sir Edmund had summited Mount Cook, or Aoraki, New Zealand's highest peak. By the early 1950s, there had been preparations put in place to attempt a Mount Everest expedition. Tenzing Norgay, a Nepalese Sherpa and a companion of Hillary's during their 1953 British-sponsored expedition, had previously attempted a summit of the world's tallest peak the previous year under Swiss direction, but he and his team were forced to turn back only 800 metres before reaching the top because of bad weather and exhaustion. During the 1953 attempt, out of a group of 400 people, a small few were left some 90 metres from the actual summit. Based on resources and stamina, it was Tenzing and Edmund who were instructed to make an effort for the apex by their expedition leader. After a treacherous and painstaking process, the duo finally did reach the top on the morning of May 28, 1953. They resigned to only staying on there for 15 minutes. However, it proved to be long enough to establish visual evidence of their accomplishment. After deservingly becoming a hero and pioneer for his triumph, Hillary continued to climb in the Himalayas in the years to come. In 1960, he narrowly escaped death at the hands of a plane crash that he was to be on, but missed because he was late. Luckily for Sir Edmund and the rest of us, he lived much longer, with many more wonderful exploits until his death in 2008, at the age of 88. Now you'll hear the recording again. Born of humble beginnings in July of 1919 in Auckland, New Zealand, Edmund Hillary showed a propensity for strong academic merit from an early age. This was due in part to his underdevelopment physically, which drove him to immerse himself in books of various topics. It was in fact his reading that inspired his confidence to take up boxing as a teenager. As his newfound confidence continued to grow, his imagination was filled with experiences of adventure. Shortly after, a school trip to Mount Ruafeu sparked an interest in climbing. Although he was described as somewhat uncoordinated, his physical stature was much improved from his childhood, as he now stood close to 2 metres tall. This, combined with strength and endurance, allowed him to outshine peers on various climbs around New Zealand. He subsequently made his first major climb of Mount Olivier in 1939, in between studying at the University of Auckland. Hilary kept a summer job with his brother beekeeping in order to free up his winters to pursue more climbing expeditions. These were put slightly on hold during his compulsory enlistment in the Air Force in World War II, but continued shortly after his return to New Zealand in 1945 as the result of a boating accident. By 1948, Sir Edmund had summited Mount Cook, or Aoraki, New Zealand's highest peak. By the early 1950s, there had been preparations put in place to attempt a Mount Everest expedition. Tenzing Norgay, a Nepalese Sherpa and a companion of Hillary's during their 1953 British-sponsored expedition, had previously attempted a summit of the world's tallest peak the previous year under Swiss direction, but he and his team were forced to turn back only 800 metres before reaching the top because of bad weather and exhaustion. During the 1953 attempt, out of a group of 400 people, a small few were left some 90 metres from the actual summit. Based on resources and stamina, it was Tenzing and Edmund who were instructed to make an effort for the apex by their expedition leader. After a treacherous and painstaking process, the duo finally did reach the top on the morning of May 28, 1953. They resigned to only staying on there for 15 minutes. However, it proved to be long enough to establish visual evidence of their accomplishment. After deservingly becoming a hero and pioneer for his triumph, Hilary continued to climb in the Himalayas in the years to come. In 1960, he narrowly escaped death at the hands of a plane crash that he was to be on, but missed because he was late. Luckily for Sir Edmund and the rest of us, he lived much longer with many more wonderful exploits until his death in 2008, at the age of 88. That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.